Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, it's another week.
Sure is. Another week filled with ganja.
Kia ora, Chris. How are you?
My week was, anyway. How about yours?
A little the same.
Yeah, a little. Just a little.
Just a little.
Very good.
Infused.
I've got a prescription, of course. Just to, you know, give me a legal...
That legal buzz.
Brought it with me, in fact.
Wow.
How's this? Here was my most recent one. So Medleaf High THC Gorilla Glue number 4.
Okay.
Relevant for a couple of reasons. One, with such a prescription, come on down to the Blue Frog down on North Wharf, down in the Viaduct. I was there last week. Very good. It's right by where you get the ferry, right by Siler Park, where you get the ferry to the barrier. And it's legal with your prescription, your use of cannabis, if you so need to medicate.
Yes.
Which you may do.
Yeah, you might
find,
need to.
You know, crowds induce anxiety, whatever it is.
Might need to.
But it's very nice, very civilized. You don't feel like a criminal. You feel legal like you are because you've got a prescription.
Right.
And it's what's called a cannabis social club run by Whakamana, who are the cannabis museum.
Yes.
That are formerly of Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
And Abe Gray, he started up this club. And so come on down.
And that was his birthday last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good celebration.
It was.
Right.
It was well, very civilized, because, you know, it's not like, let's have a party.
Yeah, it's not like, let's get absolutely.
Let's have some nice conversations and let's medicate as we see fit.
How lovely.
Ad libitum, as they call it in the studies, where they give people access to cannabis and say, consume it ad libitum.
Ah.
And you might even find that's on your prescription, your note from your doctor. To be consumed ad libitum, possibly.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, as we discussed last week, the rats will do that. Just go back and back.
They will. There was an old tale back in the day that you could leave your seeded weed out and the mice or the rats would just eat all the seeds and leave your weed alone and clean
it.
And I thought that was so disgusting because then your bud would have all their rat nibbles all through it.
Hmm.
Ooh!
If you got some clean
Apparently
rats,
people used to do it.
That'd be chill.
Oh, boy. So, speaking of medical cannabis too, because Medleaf's related to this story. So, business booming for medicinal cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week we reported medical cannabis. Why are Kiwis so slow on the uptake? That was a story on Stuff.
Yeah, why?
And, well, that was last week. This week, the press says business is booming. They talked to cannabis clinics, Wasim Al-Zahar,
mm-hmm.
Who said there'd been a massive growth, is what he said, since it was legalized in 2020. And apparently, $1 billion market. Once everyone that could access it does, which is about 250,000 people, tell the government, statisticians, that they're already using cannabis medically in some way.
Okay.
So, you know, if all of them went and got their prescription and that, that's kind of what they're looking at. So it was kind of a bit of a business-orientated sort of article, but he did talk about they'd hired 19 doctors in the last year. They're set to triple over the next year. So clearly for these clinics, it is booming. And partly, of course, that's because a lot of the other doctors won't prescribe or they're hesitant and reluctant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately it's about the people, but there will be some people where, you know, if you can win them over with this argument of, look, we've got $1 billion sitting here in revenue that can be made and it's already proven to be lucrative as, you know, then we can sway a couple another.
That's right. And in terms of that just brings prices down, you know, the bigger it kind of is.
Totally.
And what people can do if they're in that category where their doctors are hesitant is go off to one of these clinics to initiate the first prescription. And they can always go back to their other doctor, who often will then look at it afresh, going, you've already got one. They're happy to renew.
Wow.
And three studies just from this week that I wanted to. So, this is again just from this week. So, we had one published, this was from Germany, and in their medical journal. It's a funny name for a medical journal. Schmirch.
Schmirch.
Schmirch. I can't even really say it, but that's what it looks like.
It looks like.
Chronically ill patients, no matter what the condition, chronically ill patients using authorized medical cannabis products reported improvements in their quality of life. Well, certainly 84% of them.
Yeah.
So no matter what it was people had, it made their quality of life better.
Okay.
So that's enough to get your prescription right there.
Amazing.
I talked to a person getting migraines yesterday who used cannabis to mitigate them. And here was a study came out this week. Migraine patients report mitigating the symptoms and using cannabinoids in lieu of the other prescription medications.
Because it does dilate the vessels in the brain. So that is almost a direct medicine in a way.
It could be something like that.
Very
yes.
well.
I'm not sure of the exact mechanism, but yeah, it seems to be working. That's for sure. If that's what they're doing and they're using it in preference to what they're being prescribed.
Oh, fantastic.
So again, you know, if that's you, go down and get one. And then there was another one looking at people with post-traumatic stress and comorbid depression, which didn't sound
that's
like much
one.
Fun at all, eh?
Yeah.
They responded favourably in their scientific terminology to the use of medical cannabis. This was in the BMJ. So again, another, solid, when people say, oh, there's not enough research, bloody hell. I mean,
yeah,
cannabis is like one of the most researched things out there.
It's most over-researched.
Pretty much, yeah.
At this point.
And here we go. Who would have thought that you'd have to do clinical trials to give it to pets as well? But you do. And
yeah.
It turns out that actually when we made medical cannabis legal, it turns out they closed some opportunities or avenues that people were able to give it to animals and pets. And so now they have to kind of start again with trials and things.
Okay.
And there's a company called Hale. Mm-hmm. In the old NBR, if you're still thinking, I want to get in on the cannabis gold mine, if you think you missed out, I've got news for you. But no, if you want to invest, they're looking at a $2 million round and they're looking at doing some clinical trials. They've already done one, I think.
Okay.
Looking at doing some clinical trials to get a CBD-based product for dogs.
Right.
Approved. Which would be pretty cool.
I
have people coming into the hemp store asking for that. I get people calling me, so it's definitely a thing that people want.
Yeah, because I know a really common one is like Labradors and Golden Retrievers get arthritis.
Right.
That can help them with that.
Exactly.
I'll be really happy. It's quite like those dogs.
Same.
So yeah, medical cannabis for pets. You heard it here first, listeners.
Yeah. So there you go. They're called Hale, if you want to get in on that.
Okay.
And. Coming back round to Medleaf, this old Gorilla Glue here.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite nice.
All right, give it a
sniff.
You can
have
a
little snuff in a thing, but you can't have any. But, there you go. Oops.
Oh, here we go.
It's pretty tasty, I think.
It's divine.
Their grower, or their main grower, I'm not sure if it's all of their stuff, but certainly their main grower, Medleaf, is a company called Northern Green over in Canada, who can meet all our rules and regulations, whereas it's very difficult, in fact, for the... people here to be able to do it. They've just been bought out by Curaleaf, who are actually the world's biggest cannabis corporation.
Okay.
There you go. So your Medleaf is
now
Curaleaf. Yeah, Curaleaf. Well, no, it's not really. Their supply. Medleaf is still Medleaf, but the grower over in Canada.
It's not going to change.
Who knows? But the ownership of it anyway is this Curaleaf, which is this guy Boris Jordan.
Okay.
And he told Cannabis Business Times this was their first step into the Australasian markets, creating a true global cannabis company.
Global!
Yeah, there you go. Have a Google of him.
It's taking me a while.
There's a few questions over, what he's been up to in Russia. He was like an investment banker back in the 90s when they were doing all their stripping of assets and flogging them all off and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Guardian said the sources of Curaleaf's capital have not been closely scrutinised.
Ooh.
Okay. And they also noted, and you can look this up, it's quite easy to find, that while people could take their money elsewhere, they tend to invest in markets that have high barriers to entry and limited participants, helping to ensure their market share is protected.
Ooh.
And that sounds a bit like here, to be honest.
Yeah.
High barriers to entry and limited market participants.
That's us. In a nutshell.
So there you go, government. And not bagging Medleaf at all, got to say. And I'm going to be catching up with them tonight down at the old Blue Frog.
Oh, cool.
And love their stuff. Love their stuff. And I'm sure this has taken them by surprise too. And it's probably not an issue.
Probably not. But one to keep an eye on.
Who knows? We'll see what they think of it.
Yeah.
And speaking of, no, I don't know how I'm going to transition to this one, because this was kind of the only real local news of the week, and other than people getting, like gangs getting busted, like the greasy dogs huge, but oh my God.
Those ones just get so sad.
No, it's like this just again shows the wrong sort of people to be involved in the cannabis industry. So
This one sounds fun, though.
This sounds fun. You never know. Well, yeah.
Tourism.
Yeah, that's right. It's West Coast tourist attraction. It's called a Cowboy Paradise. it's kind of like a Wild West themed and a bit of a yeehaw kind of shooting range, I think.
Oh, cool.
And turns out, hidden under the trapdoor, under some shipping container, there was this, what police call it, this huge bunker, and the size of a tennis court, that they're saying the owner could grow a ton of cannabis a year.
Yeah.
Or no, a ton in total, sorry. $1 million a year is what they're saying he would have pulled out of this.
Jeez.
And the police actually snuck in. The trial's on this week in the Greymouth Court. It's only the district court, though, so... Constable Glenn Collins said he secretly or covertly entered the bunker three times, armed, wearing camouflage, night vision gear.
Yeah.
Which, oh my God, seriously? But, you know, shooting range.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Yeah. He saw plants with labels such as Northern Lights, Banana Kush, and Gorilla Glue.
Like that
and
one.
The descriptions included strong ASF, which Collins told the court he took to mean strong as fuck.
Good on you, Collins. Figured that one out.
Yeah, I don't normally swear on the radio, but I just had to. There you go. And then just working backwards, though, from what they said, which was this 130 kilos of cannabis head, but they didn't actually get any. Because what happened was they were covertly filming and watching.
Yeah.
And then in their listening, they heard some call going, "They're on to you!" And by the time they got there, it was empty. It had all been cleared
out. Oh, my gosh. And it's 240 square metres. So, like,
yeah, they must have done a good job. But they'd left behind, presumably by accident, they found six cuttings
in
a corner somewhere. So anyway, yes, this guy's on trial along with his some other guy. But the figures, if you work back from your million a year and 136 kilos, it's probably only about 50 square metres or a couple of hundred plants, 200 plants.
Okay.
So when they say a 240 square metre bunker, I mean, I've been involved in it. They love these bunkers when they go to court.
they love a bunker.
They love going on about it.
So, what are you hiding in there?
Yeah. Again, this just should be properly legal and licensed. And so shout out to Tom Scott of Avondale Bowling Club for Homegrown last weekend, using the opportunity to tell the crowd about how terrible some of these politicians are, apparently, and lamenting this whisker-thin loss on the cannabis referendum.
Oh, shout out Tom Scott. So what's coming up, Chris?
Well, tonight, come on down to the Blue Frog and check out the Whakamana Cannabis Club.
Oh, yeah.
I think that starts at 5 or 6, and we'll go through till about 10 or 11. So bring your medical cannabis,
Okay. Duly
prescribed,
okay,
and then you can, you know, meet fellow people and or patients and have good conversations and things that aren't, you know, repressed and suppressed.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
and
right on.
We've got 420 in April, 420
days. Yes, 420 days coming up. And so this is huge in North America, and it hasn't really typically been so big here. People do more like the time, like now, right?
Yeah.
Like having our 420 marijuana media. But 420 is a day, April 20. Let's see. But there's nothing organised. I'm hoping if we just mention it, some people might step up. But it's a Saturday
just
this year.
Just honour it.
It's a Saturday. So at the very least, 420 p.m. on 420 day.
Spare a thought.
That's right.
Legalisation.
Yeah. And you can even at 20 past the hour, you know, work your way around the world.
And even more excitingly, J-Day in December.
Yes, yes. So just to remind people, because we've started getting calls, it has been rescheduled.
We're doing it again.
As of last year. It worked so well in December, but that's Woo-hoo. Just what it is again this year. So December, not May.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Chris. That was enlightening. And that was Marijuana Media for another week.
Right.
Thanks, Hemp Store. I thought we'll check on some homebrew after this.
Nice.
Shout out Tom Scott.
All right.
Do it, babe.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.